Yeah, Philip Semple, PLK, these are in here. Today's date is 02/11/2026. Dictation is for Miss Catherine Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Catherine spells C-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Date of birth is 03/06/1959. This is a 66-year-old female. Here for a physical examination period. Patient indicated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, she says she has one concern. She has some rash in her upper extremities and would like it to be evaluated. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 123/87, pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 98.2 PUNS paragraph. And skin, she has discrete distributed hyperpigmented macule on bilateral upper extremities, period. No scale, no central clearing, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm. With no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity. No organomegaly. Active bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is physical examination. Number 2, non-specific rash in upper extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a consult for dermatology to have a rash evaluated. She was also given a consult for annual mammogram. Open parentheses. She indicated that her last mammogram was perhaps 2 or 3 years ago and never follow up again. Period. Next paragraph. She colonoscopy. She patient says she did a colonoscopy a few months ago and the results were normal. Period. Next paragraph. Eye exam with by specialist. She says she had an annual eye exam and her glasses are relatively new. Period. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, we did the following CBC, CMP, lipid profile. Next paragraph, a ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen, cardiac, and circulatory systems. It was noted bilateral plaque deposit in her. In her cerebral artery, it's correction, cervical arteries, period. Now, claudication is just approximately 30-40%. Patient has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, EKG was done, clinic today, EKG was non-specific, however, no acute injuries were demonstrated. Her rhythm is sinus, she has abnormal left axis deviation, with QRS axis less than 30, left bundle branch block is present. Patient was informed of findings and she says she's aware of it and she was evaluated in the past for it with a benign outcome, period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.